Welcome class 6 to your very first history class this year. I hope you are going to enjoy it. The topic for today is the Mesopotamian civilization. Now open your books to page 8 and let us begin by completing the get set exercise given in the beginning of the chapter. I will call out the names of the cities situated on these rivers. River Tiber, Rome. Hudson River, New York. River Seine, Paris. River Yamuna, Delhi. The word civilization comes from the Latin word civitas, which means city. Read this page carefully. I'm sure you know about the four early civilizations in the world. The Egyptian civilization by the river Nile, the Chinese civilization by the river Huang Ho, Indus Valley civilization by the river Indus, and the Mesopotamian civilization by the rivers Tigris and Euphrates. Now you must be wondering why these civilizations take place by the rivers. The answer is simple. You know how important water is in our daily lives. We need water for washing clothes, cooking, having a bath, etc. So these rivers provided water to support these huge settlements. The land near these rivers were very fertile for growing crops. Crops grew abundantly in these fertile lands. Also, these rivers served as means of transport. The early river valley civilizations used bronze to make tools and implements. That is why they were also called the Bronze Age civilization. We get to know more about the Mesopotamian civilization when you read page 9. The Mesopotamian civilization grew around 2500 BCE between two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. Mesopotamia is modern-day Iraq. You can check the map on page 9 to understand the location better. In those days, it included regions of Sumer, Akkad, Babylonia, and Assyria. Turn to page 10, which tells us about the Mesopotamian cities, the social classes, and religion. You can also see a picture of the ruins of Ur. We get to know about the Mesopotamian civilization through archaeological sources, such as the ziggurat at Ur, the seals, and literary sources, such as the Epic of Gilgamesh. The ziggurat was a tower-shaped structure with a temple on the top. You see the picture on page 11. The most important and biggest Mesopotamian city was Ur. There were other smaller cities as well. The king, who was also the head priest, was very powerful. He performed religious rites and sacrifices. The Mesopotamians worshipped many gods and even the forces of nature. A ziggurat was dedicated to the god by building his temple on the top. They also believed in life after death. And do you know how we know it? Well, many graves have been uncovered belonging to this age, containing things of daily use, which the people believed the dead would need in their afterlife.